LX330 anglais.com, examen juin 2003. From BBC News Online, new shares offer for ethical firm. Tuesday, September 17th, 2002.
Buying shares is meant to be a way of making money grow. Even in these days of falling markets, the principle still holds. Invest in shares that you think will rise in order to get a good return on your cash. So are people going to be clamoring for shares in a company that thinks profits should not be the main reason for investing? The fair trade company Tradecraft reckons they will. Tradecraft is trying to raise £3.25 million, about $5 million, by offering shares to the public in London, and it intends to provide investors with financial returns. But, says Tradecraft's chief executive, Paul Chandler, the principal return for shareholders will be the knowledge that they are helping poor producers and their communities to fight poverty. The company, founded more than 20 years ago, is now the UK's biggest fair trade organisation. Its aim is to help producers in less developed countries by giving them a fair price for goods ranging from coffee and chocolates to crafts. These are sold in churches, in supermarkets, and through catalogues on the web. Mr. Chandler says that Tradecraft is already holding its own in the market, and its success is sending out a strong signal. There is a growing consumer interest in ethical companies, and the big commercial companies are beginning to notice this and to realise that they too should be getting involved in fair trade. The growing interest in ethical investing prompted the launch of FTSE for Good, an index containing only businesses that met targets on the environment, social responsibility, stakeholder relations and human rights. The oil and gas services group, Abbott, has been dropped for failing to meet human rights and stakeholder targets. The building firm, Hayward Williams, has been dropped for failing to meet stakeholder criteria. And the Swiss watchmaker, Swatch, has been dropped from the FTSE for Good Europe Index for the same reason. Further evidence that people want to use their money to help others has come from the ethical bank Triodos. A poll conducted for Triodos found that almost two-thirds of those questioned thought that savings should benefit society as well as paying interest. But while ethical investing has attracted more attention, there is still a way to go for companies such as Tradecraft. One of the biggest areas we'd like to make breakthroughs in is in the whole area of textiles and manufacturing of cotton, says Mr. Chandler. We're looking at the whole chain of supply through to textiles that are then used in this country.